I left you with the question yesterday, how's yours today, meaning obedience to that one master. Obedience is not an optional extra, though we would like to make it so. The fallen nature rebels against any restraint or constraint that is placed upon it, and most often from what God asks of it. Here we move into negotiation. How can I meet you halfway on this? As we travel through the Sermon on the Mount, we may think, what lovely words, and it doesn't go much further than this. But as we go deeper, we discover that these, what seem to be mild and beautiful precepts, explode in our faces when the circumstances of our lives cause them to do so. God just loves to make it real in our experience, the things that he's shown us. The literal interpretation of the sermon is easy. The interpretation by the Spirit is what shows us if we have backbone or wishbone, as we discover these words contain the dynamite of the Holy Spirit, as he catches us by means of a rugby tackle and gives us a practical. It's the way he works. Does it happen all at once? Asked the rabbit. It doesn't happen all at once, said the skin horse. You become. It takes a long time. It doesn't happen all at once. You become. Where am I going with this then? Just here. If God is silent, if you're not hearing him right now, you can be sure that somewhere or other you are not doing what he has already asked. Somewhere, maybe years ago, he asked something of you that you still haven't given him or done. Sometimes something convinced you to change or do something differently. Repair a relationship, write or visit, obey an instruction you were given, whatever. You are right now shrugging your shoulders, because by now you can honestly say you've forgotten it, but you set aside what he said simply because you didn't intend to do it. Ask me something else. It's not what you said out loud. You did it silently. You made a determination not to do that thing, to go your own way. Ask me something I'll get a kick out of or enjoy, something that will make people think how spiritual I am, but don't ask me that. It costs too much. Intellectual darkness, you know, comes through lack of curiosity. We can't be bothered to study or explore the issue. Spiritual darkness descends when we don't obey him. When the Holy Spirit comes, really comes into your life, he makes you sensitive to things you never thought of, and he never forgets what he's asked of you. He won't let you bury or hide from anything, but will bring all things to light for your own good, beloved, for your own good. So, litmus test. What are you shrugging your shoulders about right now as you hear or read this? Just what are you running or hiding from? Just what haven't you done yet that he asked of you? You know, when someone puts you on the spot, really nails you, you just lift your shoulders because you can't reply without incriminating yourself. Check it out, beloved. Because when he comes asking that question, what are you shrugging your shoulders about? He's going to show you just what it is you've so carefully concealed all this time, even from yourself. You can run, but you can't hide. The Sermon on the Mount is a description of how we will live our lives on this life when the Holy Spirit is having his way with us in every area of our lives, not just some. Drop your shoulders, darling.